Early in the day at Corning Elementary in Fraser, a group of kindergartners circle around their teacher, Erica Allen.
This is the word.
King.
What word?
King.
What word?
King.
The kindergartners can't remember this, but just last year, this school was run by Memphis City Schools, and the average score on the state's TCAP exam here was an F. The state took control this year. Teachers had to reapply if they wanted to keep working at Corning. As a result, the state-run district hired a lot of new faces. The district also extended the school day by an hour and a half and started holding some Saturday classes. As the day progresses, Allen breaks her class into small groups, and the school's Spanish teacher enters the room and begins reading to some of the students. Corning's Spanish teacher, art teacher, and science teacher all pull double duty and work as reading instructors in the morning. These intensive lessons spill out into the hallway and even the stairwell. Upstairs in the fifth grade, 10-year-old Tamaya Curry is impressed by the changes at her school. Curry likes her new teachers, and she says she's learning a lot.
I practice on the subject that we're on. We're learning about slaves in reading language arts class, and we're working on the vision, place value, and I really enjoy it.
Curry would spend more time talking to me, but she's in the middle of an assessment.
I really want to do this problem, this division problem. 1,350 divided by 18.
Curry's teachers use these assessments to monitor their students' progress and pinpoint the areas of instruction they need to beef up. Math teacher Katrina Armour says most of her students started the year two or three grade levels behind. Now she and the other teachers have to catch them up. Armour believes her coworkers are some of the best instructors in the city, but she says none of them know any shortcuts.
There's no magic bullet. There's no silver lining. It's hard work. It's sweat. You have to leave tired at the end of the day.
And then she points at her class.
And they have to leave tired at the end of the day.
I need it loud. I need it pumped. I need it 100%, right? That means every single person does it.
At Westside Middle, another school in the state-run district, an eighth grade math class isn't tired yet. It's about 11 in the morning, and the students are practicing sums with negative numbers.
Subtraction! Keep the first one, change the operation, and change the sign.
After watching the class, Westside Principal Dirk Bedford says he believes the Achievement District will accomplish its ambitious goals. His staff believes it, too. Bedford points out that all his teachers left positions where they were successful and comfortable. Many were tenured. They joined the state-run district because they wanted to prove that failing schools can be turned around quickly. If they can do it, then educators around the country will sit up and take notice.
All that being said, we haven't done anything yet, right? We haven't proven anything. We've got wildly high ambitions for our schools and for our kids, and we're going to work all day, every day to reach those goals. We haven't done anything yet.
Proven or no, the district is expanding. Next year, the state will be in charge of 10 more schools in Memphis. For WKNO News, I'm Eleanor Boudreau.